The following is a production of the Conscious Evolution Institute and HGH.TV. HGH and testosterone hormone replacement therapy testing. As we've mentioned elsewhere, one of the most important steps of our hormone replacement therapy diagnostic process is the blood testing that we conduct upon the sample that you provide during your physical. After our affiliate physician draws your blood sample, he or she will seal the sample and send it securely to the diagnostic testing firm LabCorp. You may also choose to go through your physical on-site with a representative from LabCorp, where your blood sample can be stored and analyzed on-site. LabCorp will process your blood sample over the course of a few days, and your results will be available within a week of providing your sample. The results of your blood test will look very complicated on paper, but your medical representative at the Conscious Evolution Institute will go over the details with you and explain it in a way which is simple to understand. Every one of these tests will increase the ability of your prescribing physician to make an accurate diagnosis. Hormone blood panel tests. Plasma homocysteine test. Homocysteine is an amino acid that our body manufactures from the foods that we eat, especially meat. Although our bodies need a certain amount of homocysteine for proper function, elevated homocysteine levels are correlated with a number of different health conditions. High homocysteine levels increase the risk of blood clot formation, stroke, hardened arteries, embolism, deep vein thrombosis, and heart attack. It may also increase the risk of Alzheimer's disease. Patients with abnormally high levels of homocysteine in their bloodstream may need to be tested for heart health before being approved for hormone replacement therapy with testosterone and human growth hormone. Lipid panel with LDL-HDL ratio. The lipid panel is a small group of tests used to measure the level of cholesterol present in your bloodstream. These tests will uncover your LDL cholesterol, which is also referred to as bad cholesterol. The ideal LDL cholesterol level for healthy individuals is between 100 and 129 milligrams per deciliter. For patients at risk for heart disease, LDL cholesterol levels of 100 milligrams per deciliter or less are best for the body. When LDL cholesterol levels are too high, this increases the risk of various cardiovascular problems greatly. HDL cholesterol is also referred to as good cholesterol. For this form of cholesterol, the higher your level, the better. For men, HDL cholesterol levels of 40 to 49 milligrams per deciliter are considered normal, and 50 to 59 milligrams per deciliter are considered ideal for women. For both sexes, levels of 60 milligrams per deciliter is considered optimal. HDL cholesterol has a restorative and protective effect upon the cardiovascular system, and is associated with reduced risks for heart attack, cardiovascular disease, and stroke. Triglycerides, like LDL cholesterol, are necessary for normal, healthy heart function, but elevated levels are bad for your health. Triglycerides in the bloodstream are directly correlated with your diet and fitness level, and triglycerides can be controlled by engaging in healthy exercise and eating a healthy diet. Healthy triglyceride levels are considered below 150 milligrams per deciliter. Your lipid profile will also gauge the level of total cholesterol in your bloodstream. Using these other tests, we will be able to determine the ratio of HDL and LDL cholesterol in your bloodstream. The higher this ratio is, the better it is for your heart health. Levels of very low-density lipoprotein can also be determined. These lipoproteins are responsible for transporting the various forms of cholesterol throughout the body. Testosterone-free and total. As you can easily imagine, the levels of free testosterone and total testosterone in your bloodstream have a direct correlation with the amount of testosterone available to your body. Total testosterone refers to all of the testosterone present in your blood sample in all forms. Free testosterone refers to testosterone in your bloodstream which is unbound. Free testosterone is testosterone that isn't being used by your body. If you have too much free testosterone, this means that your body isn't using testosterone that your testes and adrenal glands are producing in an effective way. If total testosterone production is too low, this means that your glands are not producing testosterone effectively, which can occur for a variety of reasons, most of which can be deduced by other tests in this hormone panel. Insulin-like growth factor 1 testing. This is the single most important test with regard to your human growth hormone function. It may be counterintuitive, but directly testing HGH production is not an effective way to assess your need for HGH. When the pituitary gland secretes HGH, or when it is ejected into the body, it only remains in the bloodstream for a short period of time. It quickly disperses throughout the body to areas where it is metabolized. The majority of HGH circulates through the liver, where it is converted into a hormone known as insulin-like growth factor 1. IGF-1 performs most of the tasks associated with human growth hormone, and this hormone remains active in the body for a few days, making it a more effective means to monitor HGH secretion by proxy. If IGF-1 levels are low, this is powerful evidence that you are suffering from HGH deficiency. Follicle-stimulating hormone and luteinizing hormone testing. These tests are critically important for the accurate diagnosis of testosterone deficiency. In males, follicle-stimulating hormone, also known as FSH, is responsible for the healthy production of sperm. In males, luteinizing hormone, or LH, is responsible for the proper production of testosterone. FSH and LH production are mediated by both the pituitary gland and the hypothalamus. The levels of these two hormones will help indicate the source of your testosterone deficiency. For most males, low T is the result of reduced signaling from the hypothalamus, which leads directly to reduced stimulation of the testes. In most men, the testes are perfectly capable of producing testosterone. They simply don't receive the signal to do so. If LH and FSH levels remain normal or high, this means that the deficiency is the result of the testes. If the levels of these hormones are abnormally low, this shows that the deficiency is the result of either age-related andropause or because of some other sudden complication which inhibits the hypothalamus or the pituitary. Estradiol testing. Estradiol is a member of the estrogen family, but it still plays an important role in male health. Balanced estradiol levels contribute to healthy body fat percentage, as well as strong bones. Estradiol testing is another way that your doctor can assess your need for testosterone hormone replacement therapy. If your estradiol levels are abnormally low, this provides evidence that you may be suffering from low T. Estradiol is naturally made by the male body primarily through the breakdown of testosterone, and if there is not sufficient testosterone in the bloodstream, then the body will often have abnormally low levels of estradiol. One of the most damaging symptoms of estradiol deficiency is osteoporosis. High levels of estradiol may be an indicator that testosterone hormone replacement therapy is not right for you, because this is a sign that you may be at elevated risk of prostate cancer or cardiovascular complications. Complete blood count with differential and platelet. This is a very common blood test which is frequently performed during many general health checkups. The CBC test is actually a panel of blood tests which measure the levels of various cells in your bloodstream. Among the cell concentrations tested are platelets, white blood cells, hemoglobin, red blood cells, and hematocrit. Each aspect of testing measures a different aspect of the health of the body. A number of other tests can also be included in this hormone panel, but these are the most common. Red blood cell count. Tests for anemia and other disorders. White blood cell count. Tests the health of the immune system. Platelet test. This measures the ability of your bloodstream to form and clear blood clots. Hemoglobin test. Measures your body's capacity to deliver oxygen to the body. Hematocrit test. Hematocrit concentration is related to numerous different disorders, including leukemia and anemia. Comprehensive metabolic panel. Like the complete blood count, the comprehensive metabolic panel is a group of tests which measure for various aspects of human health. The CMP is a collection of 14 different tests which measure the functional capacity of various organs of the body. The CMP is a very general test which is often performed during routine physicals. The various tests performed in this panel measure for the presence of a number of important hormones released by the liver and kidneys, and there are also tests that measure fluid and electrolyte balance as well. These tests are used to find evidence for various medical conditions such as hypertension and diabetes. These tests can also discover underlying issues with parathyroid function. PSA testing. PSA testing is one of the most important tests conducted before initiating low T treatment or HGH hormone replacement therapy. PSA is short for prostate-specific antigen. There is nothing inherently dangerous about elevated PSA levels, but high PSA counts are a recognized common symptom of prostate cancer. If your blood test comes back indicating that your PSA levels are high, and you've never engaged in hormone replacement therapy in the past, you need to undergo further testing for prostate cancer. If you do have prostate cancer, HGH and testosterone hormone replacement therapy both may exacerbate the existing cancer and are not recommended until further study is conducted. Testosterone hormone replacement therapy also has the side effect of increasing PSA levels, but this increase is not correlated with an elevated risk of prostate cancer. Both testosterone hormone replacement therapy and prostate cancer elevate PSA production. The earlier hypothesis that PSA levels correlated directly with prostate cancer risk led many to believe that testosterone replacement could enhance the risk of this form of cancer, but all subsequent research has revealed that this is a benign side effect. Cortisol testing. Cortisol testing is an important aspect of diagnosing both testosterone and HGH deficiency. Cortisol is a stress hormone produced by the body, which controls pain tolerance, fight-or-flight response, and energy management, among other things. Cortisol at normal levels is necessary and healthy for the normal function of the human body, but excess levels of cortisol have a negative impact on your overall hormone balance. Cortisol is a member of the glucocorticoid family and is derived from the same hormones which are used to manufacture testosterone in the human body. High cortisol levels also inhibit HGH production. Cortisol testing is also used to diagnose a disorder known as Cushing syndrome, which is a metabolic disorder in which the body produces excessively high levels of cortisol to the detriment of human health. One of the most significant symptoms of Cushing syndrome is extreme fatigue. Dependent upon the severity of high cortisol levels, this test can either provide evidence that hormone replacement therapy is needed or that Cushing syndrome is the primary cause of your deficiency. DHEA sulfate testing. This test is performed in order to evaluate the healthy function of the adrenal gland. This hormone is a part of the androgen family and is released by the adrenal gland in combination with other male hormones. DHEA sulfate is a form of DHEA which circulates freely through the bloodstream. Individuals that suffer from DHEA deficiency generally also suffer from testosterone deficiency, but DHEA deficiency implies the medical source of the problem is the result of a malfunction of the adrenal gland, or as a result of a processing malfunction in the brain. Testosterone replacement therapy can be successful under these circumstances, but may need to be combined with other forms of treatment. Thyroid hormone panel. The goal of this series of blood tests is to measure the functional capacity of your thyroid gland. The thyroid hormone panel will always include thyroid-stimulating hormone testing and may also necessitate tests of total thyroxine, free thyroxine, and free triiodothyronine that your body is producing. Thyroid-stimulating hormone is a precursor hormone which encourages the thyroid to release T3 and T4. Total T4 testing measures the amount of T4 released by the thyroid gland. Free T4 testing measures the amount of T4 that can be delivered to cells. T3 testing measures the amount of active thyroid hormone which can be utilized by the cells of the body. This test ensures that your thyroid is functioning properly because two of the most common symptoms of thyroid deficiency are weight gain and exhaustion, two common symptoms of both HGH deficiency and low T. Insulin fasting blood test. Insulin is a hormone vital to human function. Insulin is a hormone released by the pancreas which helps take high carbohydrates that you digest and ship them to cells all throughout your body. In some men and women, the body becomes resistant to insulin over time, leading to a condition known as type 2 diabetes. Diabetes is a serious medical disorder which shares some symptoms in common with both HGH and testosterone deficiency. Type 2 diabetes can lead to serious feelings of fatigue because the body is not receiving energy optimally as a result of insulin resistance. If your insulin levels are too high, then this means that you may be either diabetic or pre-diabetic. In this case, you need to take changes in your life which encourage healthier insulin balance. You may still qualify for some forms of hormone replacement therapy, but it is important to get your insulin levels under control. Hemoglobin A1C test. Hemoglobin A1C testing is another form of diagnostic test used to discover underlying signs of diabetes which may mimic signs of hypopituitarism or hypogonadism. If you have ever seen advertisements for blood sugar monitors on television, these products are designed to measure hemoglobin levels in the bloodstream. Hemoglobin is the biological form that glucose takes in the bloodstream after it has been processed. In patients that are diabetic or pre-diabetic, hemoglobin levels are elevated in the blood, meaning that the patient is suffering from high blood sugar because their body is not appropriately shipping glucose around the body. As with insulin testing, if hemoglobin concentration in the blood is too high, this is a sign of diabetes, and you need to get your blood sugar under control either through changes in your lifestyle or through treatment. You may still qualify for some other forms of hormone replacement therapy after your health status has been appropriately evaluated and treated. Serum ferritin test. This test is important for the accurate diagnosis of testosterone and human growth hormone deficiency because it rules out alternate forms of fatigue and low energy levels associated with both of these forms of hormone deficiency. Ferritin is a form of protein which is used by the body to transport iron throughout the bloodstream so that it can be effectively used by various organs in the body. Ferritin is also normally found in the bone marrow, skeletal muscle, spleen, and liver. The human body produces ferritin in response to iron present in the blood. The greater levels of iron in the blood, the more ferritin will be present. Abnormally low ferritin levels are a sign of anemia, a medical condition that occurs when the body is not getting a sufficient amount of usable iron in the diet. If low levels of ferritin are found in the bloodstream during hormone testing, this may rule out your need for hormone replacement therapy. Sex hormone binding globulin test. The goal of this test is to discover the concentration of SHBG in your bloodstream. Sex hormone binding globulin, also known as sex steroid binding globulin, is responsible for transporting the sex hormones of the body throughout the bloodstream. Sex hormones are divided into two classes, androgens and estrogens. This test is important for diagnosing testosterone deficiency because testosterone is a member of the androgen family. If SHBG levels are abnormally low, this can cause the body to distribute testosterone abnormally throughout the body, inhibiting the beneficial effects of testosterone. SHBG can also be used to indirectly measure testosterone levels by comparing the ratio of free testosterone bonded to SHBG to unbonded SHBG molecules. This article is a production of the Conscious Evolution Institute. We hope you enjoyed listening. Thank you very much.